97.9 FM WCHL. It is September
Rock and Roll Tuesday.
The 3rd.
Yeah.
And
hey, also, this is Cammie's special day, isn't it?
That's right.
Ron's daughter, Cammie, is...
Cam Stutz is 22 years old
How
today.
How about that?
Guys,
Cammie is so cool.
Hard to believe.
Cammie is so cool. Yeah. Hey, folks, if you've... Ron's got it. I mean, both his kids, Zach and Cam, are pretty cool. He and Bev did a great job raising him. But Cam is like this... She's like a soulmate. I mean, she's just so cool.
Boy, her head's going to swell now. She's not going to be able to go in the front door. Yeah. She is kind of cool, I think.
Yeah.
I'm real proud of her.
You guys have a lot of fun together.
Yeah.
Y'all have a great relationship.
Yeah, she's fun to hang out with. You know, one really cool thing is after your kids grow up.
Yeah.
The really cool thing is hanging out with them.
Yeah, they become.
I enjoy hanging out with them.
Yeah,
and Cam is just
All right. Well, it's
always
maybe
fun.
You don't want to answer this, but of the two, Zach or Cam, which one do you have to bring the hammer down on more?
Oh, it was always Cam.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Zach was never any problem at all.
Okay. Okay, Cam.
Yeah. No question.
All right. Well, let's get to the rock and roll.
Yeah, let's do.
Today is number one hits.
Happy birthday, Cam.
Yeah, happy birthday, Cam. Number one tunes. The year was 1968, and the tune that Ron's about to play was in the middle of a five-week stranglehold on the number one spot, according to Billboard's Hot 100 chart.
You going to hand it to
Name
me?
The tune and group that I'm handing right now to Ron, and he's about to put it on the turntable.
Okay. I don't know either, folks. I'm not looking at the label.
Yep.
Here we go.
All the world of a song, easy to see. People everywhere just wanna be free. Listen, free, listen, that's the way it should be. Peace in the valley, people got to be free. You should see.
Oh, man, there's so many songs by this group.
Oh, man. One of those blue-eyed soul groups. I mean, they did it. Felix Cavalieri.
Summertime of 1968.
Yep.
People Gotta Be Free.
Yep.
And
by the Rascals, from August 17th, Ron, to September 21st, the Rascals held the top spot with that great rock and roll classic. It knocked out, speaking of that particular summer, the Doors' Hello, I Love You.
Yeah. Won't you tell me your name?
Exactly. And was toppled by Jeannie C. Riley's
Harper Valley PTA.
That's correct.
Well.
Which stayed there for 1 week and then got knocked out by Hey Jude.
Really?
Wow. Which stayed there for 9 weeks. Yeah, something like 7 to 9 weeks.
Knew it was there a long time.
It was there a long time.
One of the classics of all time.
Oh, yeah.
Hey Jude. Beatles.
But going back, I mean, Felix Cavalieri and the Rascals had so many great tunes.
I love those guys, man.
They were excellent. Eddie Brigati.
Yeah, and not only that, but, I mean, they had, like, Good Lovin'.
Yes.
It's the first one I heard, I guess.
It's
like
a beautiful morning.
I think I'll go outside for a while.
Yeah.
And just smile.
Yeah.
And they had, A Girl Like You.
Yep.
Lonely Too Long.
You Better Run.
Yeah. Ain't Gonna Eat Out My Heart Anymore.
Oh, there was some good stuff.
I mean, really good grooving on a Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
Just really great group. I loved them.
Yeah, they were good.
Wow. Well, thank you for the memory.
That was a good summer.
Thanks for the memories.
Da-da-da-da.
That was summertime 1968.
The summer after the summer of love.
Yeah, I was in Greensboro selling Cablevision that summer. But that's another story. We don't have time for it. See you, man.
All right. See you tomorrow.